Today is Thursday, April 13th, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is. Oh my gosh, I don't have it pulled up, you guys. It is. I'm pulling it up. What is it? It's April. Good grief. Okay, it is National Peach Cobbler Day. And it is National Scrabble Day. There we go. So go out, have a nice bowl of peach cobbler. I don't know if you guys, so there are different types of peach cobbler. There is a type where they put a crumble on top of it. So you make a crumble with, I don't know, brown sugar. Sometimes they do flour, butter, oats. Sometimes I'm sure there are many other cereals and grains that you could add to that, but you put it on top, you bake it, it makes it nice and crispy. I don't like that kind. There's also the kind where you put it's like a pie. You just put a pie crust on top of it and you bake that. I also don't like that kind. There's another kind where you arrange the peaches or the fruit in a pan, in a baking dish. You make a loose batter. It's almost the consistency of a crepe batter. You pour that over it and it swells up and gets spongy and cakey. The peaches fall to the bottom and the dough kind of rises and it makes this lovely, cakey, wonderful peach cobbler. I love it. Oh my God, it's my favorite. I do not like the other kind. If you ever want to make it, just look for Grandma's Peach Cobbler. Just Google that and generally any recipe that you find will have it. It's very simple. It's like butter, flour, sugar, baking powder or something. It's super simple. So yeah. If I had peaches, I would make that today to celebrate. Even though I'm in Florida today, so I guess I wouldn't. I don't know if there's a spoiler alert, I'm pre-recording this, and I don't know if there is a kitchen or a kitchenette or anything in what we're staying in, because Daniel and Zach booked the place that we're staying in. And so I don't know the answer to that, but maybe I'll know when I get back. And then have a bowl of peach cobbler, Grandma's peach cobbler, and then play some Scrabble with your significant other and you are good to go. So I was talking yesterday about trip planning not for Disney, because that's all kind of set in stone. We pretty much know what we're doing. I mean, Daniel and Zach planned it, so we're assuming that they have an idea of what we're doing. And anyway, so for our summer trips that Mark and I are going on, last night we finally decided on the itinerary that we're going to do for the Northeast. And I'm sure you are just waiting with bated breath. We have a spreadsheet, because we always have a spreadsheet. We've got an expenses tab where we put hotel, we put flights, we put rental car, any tours that we book, et cetera, et cetera. We put that in there. We put who paid for it. We have a little formula that says who paid what and how much, and it divides it in half because we both pay 50-50 of our vacations. We don't take vacations out of our... We do have a joint account, but we only use that for household expenses and bills. We don't use that for vacations. We do that separately. So anyway, we could, but we prefer to put stuff on our credit card, and then and that way we get our frequent flyer miles and all that kind of bullshit. But so our itinerary for the Northeast, we are landing on Friday, June 30th in the evening, actually probably July 1st at midnight or something. We're arriving really late, and we're just going to get a hotel, a Marriott hotel, close to the airport. So, because I think Mark can check in on his phone. So we have, I've talked about this before, but we had a really bad experience one time where we were driving, we were on a road trip, and we got to our hotel too late. And we had called them and said, are you sure we can check in? And we got there and they said, oh my gosh, our system rolled over. Now it's the next day. We can't check you in. We had to sit in the lobby and basically they waited until someone left and they cleaned their room. And we got a few hours of sleep and that was it. It was horrible. So now we're paranoid about checking in late to hotels because it's not a thing that they're all prepared for. So on the first day, we're going to drive to Stowe, Vermont, which is about a 3.5 hour drive. And we're just going to hang out in Stowe, Vermont, see the sights. It's a small town. I know they have a lot of 4th of July festivities, so we're thinking they'll probably have something on the first. And on the second, we're going to take a scenic drive through the White Mountains. We're going to drive from Stowe, Vermont to Lincoln, New Hampshire. And then we're going to drive from Lincoln, New Hampshire to Conway, New Hampshire, which is a scenic drive. It's a highway. I forget the name of it. And then we're going to drive back to Boston because that's a short little thing. So we're going to drive back to Boston. We may stop in Salem, Massachusetts on the way back, depending on whether we're tired or not. Day three, we're going to be in Boston. And we may go to either Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard, or Cape Cod. We haven't decided which. Day four, we're going to be in Boston for the 4th of July festivities because we decided we wanted to be in Boston for that. We're thinking about doing, they have these cruises, these firework cruises where they take you out in a boat and you have dinner and whatever and watch the fireworks. So we're thinking about possibly doing one of those. That's our anniversary day. So we try to do something special and we try to include fireworks always on our anniversary. And then on Wednesday, we're going to drive to Bar Harbor, Maine. But we're going to stop for lunch in Portland, Maine. So we're going to, Portland's about 2 hours or 2.5 hours from Boston. We're going to leave in the morning, stop for lunch, see a couple of sites in Portland, and then drive the rest of the way to Bar Harbor, which is another couple of hours. It's about 4.5 hours total. And Bar Harbor has Acadia National Park. So we're going to, July 6th, we're going to explore Acadia National Park. And then day 7, we're going to drive from Acadia or from Bar Harbor back to Boston. And then we leave. We come home on that Saturday. So that is our itinerary. And we started booking, we picked the itinerary last night. We had 4 options. We did a whole ranking thing where Mark ranked them, I ranked them. This is the option that we came up with. It's very scientific. Very scientific. So yeah, we're doing that. And then, so I had 2 bullet points to talk about and 2 of them are the same thing. So there you go. But anyway, so that's what we're doing. We haven't really done anything else on Iceland because we booked the hotel, so we have somewhere to stay in Iceland. We're good there. Now we just have to start planning like what tours we're going to do and stuff like that. And so we're going to book our hotels for the Northeast tour first, and then we'll probably move to tours next. So today I was writing some emails. I'm recording this on Tuesday, and I've been trying to use ChatGPT more. A, it's very interesting to me, and B, it's just a skill that you're going to need to have in your life, I think, knowing how to write a prompt, because everyone's going to start using this. It's going to make everyone more efficient, and if you're not efficient as well, you're going to be, you know, behind the eight ball, so to speak, or I don't know if that's the right turn of a phrase, but that's what I'm going to use. So I had 3 different things. I had a vision statement that I needed to write for one of my products. And so I thought, you know what, I'm just going to type in, okay, ChatGPT, write a vision statement that includes the following. And I just put in some information and it took maybe 3 iterations of that. And it came up with a really good vision statement. And then I had an email that I needed to send. And so I put in, hey, I'm sending an email, blah, 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 blah. These are the bullet points that I need to make. Please direct this at a director level person. It spit out a nice email. I had another email I needed to send where my boss said, hey, please summarize this thing. And I said, hey, ChatGPT, put this in a summary for an email. And it did it. It was great. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.